I'm Andrea Bernstein. The gap between New Jersey Transit's planning for extreme weather and the MTA's was far wider than the river that separates them.
There was a different culture, and you see how an institutional culture can be extraordinarily important in terms of outcome.
That's Klaus Jacob, a Columbia University expert on preparing for climate change. He became involved with the MTA in August 2007 when a sudden summer storm swamped the system. Elliot Sander was MTA chief then.
The New York City subway system had begun to become undone.
Almost all the subway lines came to a halt because of flooding. Metro North service in and out of Grand Central Terminal ceased. Commutes were severely disrupted for 2.5 million passengers. Governor Eliot Spitzer ordered an after-action report. It found failures in nearly every area, and it said climate change meant that storms like that would become more frequent and more severe. The response? Prepare. Plan.
You have to be science-based and understand the nature of the threat.
Jacob led a team of Columbia University scientists that told the MTA where its vulnerabilities were. The MTA responded with hurricane plans, filling 5 binders, each 3 inches thick.
And to not address it would be a relatively naive response.
MTA's planning caught the attention of Therese McMillan, deputy administrator of the Federal Transit Administration.
There's millions of dollars on the ground that, as responsible stewards of the taxpayers' money, we need to do the best job we can to deal with them.
The MTA's plans were incorporated into a 2011 federal report called Flooded Bus Barns and Buckled Rails, Public Transportation and Climate Change Adaptation. It issued a blunt warning. Climate change impacts are here and will increase in the future.
This report was making the case that climate change should not be treated in some separate little box off on the side, that what you should be doing is incorporating these factors along with a number of other considerations into your larger strategies.
Among the recommendations, assess your vulnerabilities. Move your trains and buses out of harm's way. During Sandy, the MTA did that. Only 19 of 8,000 trains were flooded.
Not so in New Jersey, where over a third of its fleet sustained water damage. This is Kate Hines. As it turns out, New Jersey Transit not only read the federal report, it commissioned its own study that highlighted the federal findings and found, quote, New Jersey Transit is already experiencing many climate impacts. And the report, which was completed a few months before Sandy, contained maps of storm surge zones, including the rail yards. But there was one thing the report didn't cover. David Gillespie is the director of sustainability for New Jersey Transit. He's the one who wrestled up the funding for New Jersey's research. But he didn't ask them to look at moving the trains because, as he said during a conference last year, New Jersey Transit already knew what to do.
The mitigation plan that we have for movable assets, our rolling stock, is that we move it out of harm's way.
We obtained a large box of Gillespie's emails pertaining to climate change. He shared the report with counterparts at transit agencies across the country, but none of the documents provided to us show any evidence he sounded alarms to his superiors. And Gillespie's boss, James Weinstein, acknowledges he didn't give it a close read.
I confess I have not studied it.
At an assembly hearing held about 6 weeks after Sandy, Assemblywoman Linda Stender grilled Weinstein on why the study didn't cover where to put the trains.
Would not a study like that have shown that there, in a mapping scenario, that that facility was going to be vulnerable and that equipment should have been moved?
Actually, Assemblywoman, that study showed that concluded that we had as much as 20 years to start making to adapt to the climatological changes that are taking place.
But that's not exactly right. Karen Rouse is a senior transportation reporter for the Bergen Record. She was the first to break the story about the agency's flooded trains in a low-lying rail yard near the Hudson River in Hoboken. She says her reporting found Weinstein misread that report.
You know, it wasn't the kind of thing where NJ Transit could do nothing for 20 years and then begin preparing for Sandy-type weather occurrences.
Weather reports, in fact, weren't the expertise of New Jersey Transit's emergency planning team. John Wisniewski is the Democrat who chairs the Assembly's Transportation Committee. He says he noticed something during those hearings. The entire team was made of police officers.
I think that was the blind spot, if you will. That was the one spot that they just didn't really thoroughly examine enough because they just believed they had enough information and they didn't need to go any further.
The MTA, by contrast, has two full-time weather forecasters on staff. Weinstein has been adamant in saying it's unfair to compare New Jersey Transit and the MTA.
I would suggest to you that they're different railroads, they're different circumstances, and to make that comparison, I'm not in a position to do that now. I think that they should be grateful for their good luck.
But Columbia University's Klaus Jacob says it's not about luck. The MTA prepared. He says he invited New Jersey Transit to participate in a high-level climate change task force.
Everybody was invited. Those who took it seriously came to every meeting and actually wanted to have more input and gave us all the data to really do the analysis for them. And then there were other agencies, like New Jersey Transit, that showed up every so often and certainly was not interested to share any internal data to assess their own vulnerability.
This is Andrea Bernstein. If climate change didn't have New Jersey Transit Director Weinstein's attention, it also didn't have Governor Chris Christie's. Christie oversees New Jersey Transit. In his first year in office, he shuttered the state office devoted to climate change. As Sandy approached, WNYC asked him if he was discussing the increasing severity of storms with climate scientists.
No, that's over my head. But that's what we have an academic community to do, is to think about those bigger issues. And if those experts have some answers for me, my door is always open to listen to them.
The weekend before Sandy, Christie was clear about the threat of the oncoming storm.
So don't be stupid. Get out and go to higher, safer ground.
But when it comes to moving trains to higher ground, Christie is giving New Jersey Transit a pass, expressing full confidence in Weinstein.
I think he does a great job running New Jersey Transit, which is a tough agency to run. They told me that they were taking care of assets, and they did. Did we lose some? Yeah, we lost some. But we lost a lot of assets around the state.
The damaged trains will cost $120 million to repair. New Jersey Transit says it will be reimbursed through insurance and federal aid. The agency says it's doing a review of its experiences during Sandy. No word on when or if that report will be released. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm Kate Hines.